Welcome to 12 Hop Flop, your go-to burrow for diving deep into the marvels of literature, both classic and modern. I'm your host, Floppy, and today we're going to explore the verdant fields of classic and contemporary literary works while nibbling on the insights they offer. Starting off, let's hippity-hop back to the realm of classics. The charm of classic literature is not unlike my favourite patch of garden, timeless and brimming with layers to uncover. A classic text provides us with the roots, the very fibres that have shaped current narratives and themes in literature. Think about the epic journeys, the complex characters, the rich tapestries of scenery they present. All these are burrowed deeply into the soil that nourishes modern storytelling. What might seem daunting about these old texts, I've found, is their archaic language or long passages, which, let's be honest, might give any reader pause. But akin to a rabbit sniffing out the choicest clovers, there's reward in persistence. Much like we rabbits are social creatures, so too are these books. They demand conversation. Whether through discussion groups or classroom analysis, bouncing ideas around about these works can help unravel their complex burrows of meaning and context. Transitioning to modern literature, we leap forward to the sprouting shoots of present-day storytelling. These works often reflect current issues, with voices from a diverse range of perspectives that reach out to a global audience, much like the networks of rabbit warrens that span fields and woodlands. Modern literary works are like a fresh salad mix for the mind, something revitalizing and often experimental. And diversity is truly the carrot of the day, as we're seeing an incredible variety in genres, themes, and storytelling techniques that keep adjusting to human taste, like a rabbit keeps its ears tuned for the sounds of the environment. Now, even though I'm just a rabbit, discussing literature from a rabbit's perspective isn't all that different from the human experience. Think about it. We share themes of survival, coexistence, and play in our daily lives with those in the pages of both classic and modern tomes. Who better to understand the importance of a safe burrow than a creature who lives in one? The classics teach us about where we've been, using the voice of the past to echo into our present. Modern literature, however, shows us who we are now and dreams up the future worlds we might scamper into, just as we rabbits burrow into new territories. In a way, the evolution from the classics to modern works resembles us rabbits. Originally, we were creatures of the old world, but today, you'll find us in various environments, adapting and exploring, much like how literature has expanded and morphed into an ever-growing field of narratives and forms. So, as I wrap up this episode of 12 Hop Flop, I encourage you to take the jump with me next time as we continue to explore the lush literature landscape. Maybe, just maybe, you'll find that books, like rabbits, offer a world of wonder, adventure, and companionship. As you bound through these works, hopping from page to page, finding joy in the leap from one thought to another, understand that each word is a stepping stone, each chapter a path through the woods of human experience. Whether you seek the comforting shade of a well-loved classic or the sunlit clearing of a fresh, contemporary narrative, remember to embrace each story like a rabbit would a new field, with curiosity, vigour, and a touch of playfulness. Before I scamper off, I ask that you subscribe to the podcast, leave a review or comment with your own literary insights, and thank you from the bottom of my burrow for listening. Until next time, keep your whiskers twitching and your noses in the books. Stay bounding, literature lovers.